I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1313, Spiritual Parents. We all have parents. That's how babies are made, you know. Now, we may not even know one or both of our parents because of some extreme circumstances that may have happened at our birth, or we may be people who are connected to our parents all through our lives, for better or for worse. Now, some parents are fabulous, and some parents are failures, but all parents are flawed. Scripture says we all fall short of the glory of God, but that doesn't mean there aren't people we can't look up to. Regardless of your family of origin, your biological or adopted or fostered parents, whatever, we all need spiritual parents, and they may or may not be some of those same people. As you know, T2G is about the two greatest commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love those that God puts on our path as if Jesus were living his life of love through us. Man, it sure helps when we have some mentors, some examples. It sure helps when we have people who are farther along the path than we are, who have had more trouble than we've had, who've crossed more streams, and they've made it to the other side. In 1 John chapter 2, the old apostle mentions fathers this way. He writes, "I am writing to you fathers because you know him who is from the beginning." Boom! That's the ticket. Those are the kind of spiritual parents we all need in our lives. We need people who know the who behind the what. Now hear that again. We all need people who know the who behind the what. We need people in our lives that we can look up to and lean on. Listen, not because of their business sense, not because of their athletic talent or their trophies, not because of their material possessions that we envy, but we look up to them because they know God, and everyone knows that they know God, and it shows. John goes on to write in the same chapter, "For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever." Spiritual parents know that verse in the DNA of their soul. They know that no matter how tempting the things of this world are, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and they are tempting, they don't last. They're temporary, and they don't ultimately fulfill you. Spiritual parents put their priorities first in the Lord, in His kingdom, regardless of how much money they have, or success, or talent they have. They have this unhurried life of goodness that's contagious, and it makes us want that too. Here's the great question. Who are those people in your life? Who are your spiritual parents? Now, you may know them, you may have a relationship with them, but in some cases, you may just have read about them in books even, or you've seen them at a distance. They may not even know you, but you know them because you've watched their lives in some way, and you want your life to be like theirs because they know the one who was from the beginning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us in our quest to find spiritual parents who embody the love and teachings of your Son, Jesus Christ. We long for mentors who will help us walk in His footsteps and grow closer to you. May you lead us to individuals who exhibit the qualities that Jesus did: love, humility, patience, wisdom, forgiveness, service, and faith. May we be humble and teachable, recognizing that we're all works in progress. In your infinite wisdom and love, bring us together with these spiritual parents who will lead us on a path to become more like Jesus. We ask for your guidance and protection as we seek to follow in His footsteps with those who can help us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1314. And in the meantime, there are plenty of bad examples out there of older people who are successful in the eyes of the world with stuff, but they're dead inside. They have lots of temporary happiness, but no real joy. They live to satisfy their bodily cravings, and they prop up their glittering image in the eyes of others. But spiritual parents are different. They walk a different path. They seek genuine, vulnerable relationships with God and those God puts around them. They have rhythms in their lives that help them abide in Jesus in the hard times. They seek a kingdom not of this world. They're not perfect people, but they're Jesus people, and it shows. We all need spiritual parents. Who are yours?